Tonight, we're going to discuss the unique shailas that come up this year because Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. It does create a little bit of a complexity in halacha, so we'll try to tackle some of the shailas that arise because Shabbos and Tisha B'Av collide. Remember, this happened a few years ago, recently. And a friend of mine was telling me that he finds it to be a very difficult Shabbos. He said it's an emotionally very confusing Shabbos. On one hand, it's Shabbos. On one hand, it's Tisha B'Av. It's not just emotionally. Even halacha will see there's this question of, is it really Tisha B'Av? Is it not really Tisha B'Av? It's definitely Shabbos. The question just is, how much of Tisha B'Av is kept while clearly more of Shabbos is kept? So we're going to discuss many of the shailas that come up, and ultimately we'll get to the shaila that's on everyone's mind, is what are you allowed to do on Sunday night? That's if you have to have a list of the most asked shailas, that's everyone wants to know. So what's mutter on Sunday night? Yeah, laundry, no laundry, shaving, all those things. Hopefully we'll get to the end of the show as well, discuss some of the issues of what is mutter this year on Sunday night, post the times. So the first shaila that we'll talk about is not really a shaila about this year, but it's really a shaila every single year when we're discussing Shabbos Chazoin. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, as clear as clear can be, number one, writes the Rama, he's referring to a milah. He writes, Hagam milah she'imir esh chedesh at Tisha B'Av. If a person's making a milah during the 9 days, so the halacha is, Noigim shamol u'balabris v'avi aben noiv shem bigdei Shabbos. So the halacha is that the moil, the balabris, v'avi aben, all those people, they're allowed to wear Shabbos clothing. Avo b'lav hachi, but other than that, asr. Which means, I think we discussed this either last year or 2 years ago, there's a halacha that not so many people are aware of, that you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothing during the 9 days. There's an explicit prohibition based on this Ramah, you're only allowed to wear Shabbos clothing to a bris. But let's say you want to go to an interview, or you want to go to a meeting, and you want to wear Shabbos clothing, you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothing during the 9 days. And this shaila comes up in a couple of interesting scenarios. It comes up in the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you're not even allowed to wear a Shabbos talis. You're not allowed to wear a Shabbos talis during the week. So this often comes up, let's say a person wants to go away for Shabbos Chazoin, and he already is going to go away and stay over Sunday. So he figures himself, instead of bringing 2 talasim, I'll just bring my Shabbos talis, and I'll wear my Shabbos talis during the week. Not allowed. Person is not allowed to wear Shabbos talis during the week. Or let's say, for example, he wants to bring his Shabbos hat or wear his better suit during the week, or vice versa. So the halacha is you're not allowed to. It comes from this Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. But says the Ramah, not only you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothing during the 9 days, I feel like Shabbos shel chazayin machlif and lubos big day Shabbos. You can't even wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos chazayin. This Shabbos, the Shabbos chazayin, rules the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothing. Now, you go to every shul in the world, you'll never see anyone who comes to shul in a t-shirt. I thought the Ramah says you're not supposed to wear Shabbos clothing. So the Mishnah Berurah already quotes over here, number 2, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubekihilas Kodesh Vilna, at least in Vilna, Noigim, Alpi Agro, Luvash, Big Day Shabbos. The minhag was like the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon disagreed with the Ramah, and the Vilna Gaon said, you're allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos. The Yesh Mishan and Begadecha, they're those, although they wear Shabbos clothing, they change one pair of clothing, one article of clothing will be weekday. We'll see what that is. V'chein kasev b'yakev emdim shem oviv ha'goin. And b'yakev emdim quotes that was the opinion of his father, the Chacham Tzvi, she'tzarech luvash b'gdei Shabbos afilu b'Shabbos shecho b'tisha b'av. They're not like the Ramah. The minhag is not like the Ramah. Although the Ramah writes as clear can be that you're not supposed to wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazoin, writes the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Vilna Gaon, quoting the Chacham Tzvi, that's not the accepted custom. The more accepted custom is today is that we do wear Shabbos clothing during Shabbos Chazoin. So the obvious question is, what is the point of machlokes over here? We all know that there's a major principle which we're going to discuss over and over tonight, that we have no open avelos on Shabbos. Ain't avelos prefahesia on Shabbos? A person who's in real shiva is not allowed to have open expression of avelos. So the question is, if that's true, so why did the Ramah rule the way he does? And if that's true, we understand the Mishnah Berurah. But where was the Ramah coming from? What is the point of argument between this Ramah and this, we'll call it, the Vilna Gaon? So the Aruch HaShulchan has a very fascinating piece, how he explains the change in history. Meaning, in the Ramah's time, Krakow, Poland, in those years, the late 1500s and the early 1600s, till the Vilna Gaon came around in the late 1700s, everyone was wearing weekday clothing to Shabbos. Came along the Vilna Gaon and he changed it. So that means there's about 100 years of time in Klal Yisrael's history where people were wearing big day chayil on Shabbos. Came along the Vilna Gaon and he changed it. What's the... My Kasava, what did the Ramah hold and what did the Vilna Gaon hold? So Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting piece, which is extremely relevant for Bizman Hazeh. Right, Aruch HaShulchan, Veda, you should know. She'etzlanu yesh shnayim o gimel deiris, she'enoigim kimin hagazeh b'Shabbos Chazayin. Tell Aruch HaShulchan, you should know this is not a new thing. Okay, Aruch HaShulchan was the late 1800s. So he was already 100 years, give or take, after the Vilna Gaon. And he already writes, this is already not new news in my time, that we no longer wear Big Day Chol. Ela Loifshin called Big Day Shabbos. We wear all Shabbos clothing. V'gdeili hador shayozin igu kein. And that's what all the great leaders did. Why? But Amram shezawa b'maris avelos b'shabbos b'fahesya. They said, how would it look if everyone showed into Shul Shabbos in their weekday clothing? That would be the greatest statement of avelos. And we're not allowed to have open avelos on Shabbos. Again, Shabbos Chazoyin. Ulchein, afilu b'shabbos shechal by Tisha B'av v'nitzch. Like this year, says Aruch HaShulchan, onu lo yifshin big day Shabbos. We're going to wear our regular Shabbos clothing. Mitamza based on this reason. Ulchein b'yameinu el kemat nishkach hadover she'in livosh big day Shabbos Chazoyin. It's basically a forgotten halach. Says Aruch HaShulchan, but it's a pella. V'temua etzli dover zeh, d'otu kad menenu liyada zeh. In fact, Aruch HaShulchan, this is so logical. Mean you all know there's no avails b'fahesh on Shabbos. The Ramah didn't know that. So why did the Ramah think it's okay to change your clothing? Says the Aruch HaShulchan a very interesting insight. He writes, it depends on how people used to dress. The difference between the Ramah and the Vilna Gaon was a style of dress at that time in history. Explains the Aruch HaShulchan. In the times of the Ramah, Shabbos clothing and weekly clothing were basically the exact same dress. What was the difference? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'shavim b'dmusam u'tmunasam, the appearance and the makeup was exactly the same. El shehevesh hayu bein tzchari yikara, bein tzchari pshuta. The difference was how expensive it was. A suit was a suit. Shabbos suit, weekday suit, it was all the same. There was no difference. Weekday shirts and Shabbos shirts, and everything looked the same. So what made Shabbos different? We know the halacha is, shalei yimabushcha shachol kimabushcha shal Shabbos. So you buy a fancier suit. That was the whole difference. There was no recognizable difference. So if a person would walk in to shul on Shabbos with his weekday suit, no one would know the difference because his weekday suit looked like a Shabbos suit. Right? It's all the same. I was listening to a shiur once from Rabbi Rosner, and he was saying once he was doing carpool, and one of the kids in the carpool said, oh, you wear a Shabbos suit all the time. So he was all nervous. He said, he has to take a change up the suit because you're not allowed to have the same suit for Shabbos as you do for weekday. Now, for those people who wear suits all the time, there really is no hefresh. The only hefresh is in the value. Sometimes I don't know what suit I put on for Shabbos. To me, they all look the same. So one time some people have the black for Shabbos and other colors during the week. There's no intrinsic difference between the suits. So argued Aruch HaShulchan, so then why shouldn't you wear your big day chol? It's only today, where today our styles are so different. We dress differently during the week as we do during Shabbos. So then if you'd come in your weekday clothing, it would be, meaning, let's say someone during the week wears slacks and a jacket. No suit. A jacket. So if he'd show up to shul like that, it would be recognizable he's not wearing a suit. But if it's all the same, says Aruch HaShulchan, then why not be memayit for the avelus? So the argument that he concludes, then in the times of the Ramah, that's the way the dress used to look. And already in the times of the Vilna Gaon, it wasn't like that. In the times of the Vilna Gaon, it's like today. We have our Shabbos clothing and our weekday clothing, and everything is different. And therefore, the Avelos Berfahes. Now, the Fizeh, the people who taka wear suits during the week, and their suits looked exactly the same, so in the Chayre, they should have to revert back to the Ramah's ruling. And this is the argument that some people make, and the Aruch HaShulchan himself makes it. The last line, he writes, he says, but already in my day, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the dress code is the same. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, those people who wear suits all day, all week long, should have to go back and put on their weekday suits. That's the argument of the Aruch HaShulchan. Again, puk chazima amadavar, that's not the accepted custom, although it does seem to be quite a logical conclusion. So Lamaisa, after the smoke clears, we don't go back to the Ramah, although an argument could be made for why don't we. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has another interesting idea, and this is a very interesting idea in the whole Avelos. If you look in all of Hilchas Avelos, at least in the 3 weeks, 9 days, there's a clear discrepancy between Svardim and Ashkenazim. Svardim are much more mekel, Ashkenazim are much more machmir. And it always bothered me, why is it like that? It's the same base of Mikdash, right? We're both experiencing the same loss. It should be Adava HaShavul Chol Nefesh. I mentioned a few weeks ago, and I think it was the Sunday morning show maybe, you know, people talk about Avas Yisrael. You know, if you want to show Avas Yisrael, we should all get along and say, okay, we're all going to agree on the same rules. At least for the 3 weeks, let's all be on the same rules. We don't do that. Svardim and Ashkenazim fight about everything up till and including Tisha B'Av, its conclusion, all the halachas after it. Why is that? Only right. Right? Some other details about what's also after the fast. But why is it? Why is it that there's such a difference? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says it doesn't come to answer this kasha, but it really comes to answer the kasha of what's pshat in the discrepancy. And maybe based on this we can answer why Sfarim and Ashkenazim are different. Says Rabbi Yaakov, a fascinating psychological analysis. What's pshat in the difference between the Ramah in the late 1500s, 1600s, where they were not wearing Shabbos clothing, to the Vilna Gaon 1700s, 1800s, where they were? Says Rabbi Yaakov the following idea. He says, the Mikoimish are you bin Yisrael Ashirim, v'choyu b'toiv, v'loitzipa b'kilyon einayim l'b'yes HaMashiach. Says Rabbi Yaakov, there were different times in history where Klal Yisrael were at different, or he breaks it down as different cities, where Klal Yisrael were at different points in their life. There were some cities where Klal Yisrael were wealthy, they were doing well, and they really weren't anticipating or looking forward to Mashiach, because there is really no reason to look forward to Mashiach. If life is good, then you don't need Mashiach, which will be another tomorrow night's Chumash here this week will be on this topic of how to feel Mashiach even in the year that we live in today. But says Rabbi Yaakov, the people didn't feel Mashiach. Therefore, Oz hiskinu harabonim luvash b'gdecho b'shabbat chazoin k'teishis ablu al churbin v'yadu shehim begalus. The reason for the Ramah writes Rabbi Yaakov was because they needed a reminder, like a wake-up call. They weren't, the 3 weeks wasn't doing it for them, and the 9 days wasn't doing it for them. The only way these people would really stop and realize it was if they would have to wear Big Day Chol to Shabbos. Says Rabbi Yaakov, let's go to the flip side. Let's say those Jews lived a hard life, and all day long they wanted Mashiach, and they were depressed every single day. So they needed a pickup. Pick me up, so to say, on Shabbos. They didn't want to be depressed on Shabbos also. They were depressed all week. So on Shabbos, they needed to take a break from the depression. They needed to have a rest from Avelus. So they, Bedavka, wouldn't wear Big Day Chol. Says Rabbi Yaakov, the mamish depended on where you lived and what your status was at that time. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that's where the Tumen Hagim come from. So it could be, maybe that was always the pshat with the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. Maybe the Sfaradim lived more with fear and anticipation for Mashiach, so they didn't need as much as Ashkenazim Jewry needed to remind us of the Churban. Possibly. But Zot Rabbi Yaakov, that's the pshat. The pshat between the Tumen Hagim was the social life that they had. The social status where they lived in the world was going to affect how they lived. So I would argue, based on that, Kol Shekein Ben Benoish HaKal V'Chomer, we should probably wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos to get us to remind the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But that's Rabbi Yaakov's interesting psychological analysis to why there were different Minhagim at different times. Be it as it may, halacha l'maaseh today, you're not going to find too many people that are going to stroll into shul this week wearing their Big Day Chol. The minhag today is that we wear all our Big Day Shabbos, top to bottom, all our Big Day Shabbos is worn. However, if you look in number 4C on the bottom of the page, I quoted over here from the Sefer from Rebbe Eliashiv, from the Minhagim of Rebbe Eliashiv. Let's first go to 4B for a second, I'm sorry, from the Stipler. The Stipler had an interesting minik. He writes over here from the Stipler, Shel Shabbos Chazayin Mutal Achav Kol Begadam LeBig Day Shabbos. You're allowed to wear all Big Day Shabbos. Rag Beged Echad La Yachlif. But the Stipler would follow the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said one article of clothing you shouldn't change. V'chei Noig Ma'iv Rebbe Yukudayim Shab Beged Echad Shle Hichlif Hayat Talis Katan. The Stipler would wear his Big Day Chol Talis Katan in fulfillment of the Mishnah Berurah of keeping one Beged weekday. Now again, no one will see that. That will just be for him. But the Stipler used to wear his weekday talis cotton on Shabbos Chazayin. Then he writes on the bottom, "B'chein omali agoyin b'chaim kineski shlito." Shemar nachazinish hichluf kol begodav chutz mi garbayim. I guess he would have weekday socks and Shabbos socks. So his Shabbos socks he wouldn't wear. So both the Chazanish and the Stipler were in basic agreement of the Mishnah Berurah, but they kept the letter of the law. The letter of the law, the Mishnah Berurah says, is one article should stay the same. That seems to be not the way most of us rule. We hold that all our Big Day Chol is removed and all our Big Day Shabbos is worn. If you look at number 4C, from the quote from Rabbi Eliashiv, he writes, Shalakovit Shabbos Chazoi Naigin Kagro Lahate Big Day Shabbos. Today we're knowing like the Vilna Gaon. Afim Hei Michubasim. Right, you're allowed to wear freshly laundered Shabbos clothing. So if you picked up your dry cleaners last week and you saved it for this week, you can wear freshly laundered suit, freshly laundered suit, shirt. None of that's a problem. Ach ein het lovus begodim chadashim. But you're not allowed to wear new. So this is sometimes people confuse the two. Although you're allowed to wear freshly laundered, you're not allowed to wear new. You couldn't have bought a new suit and put it on for the first time on this Shabbos.
Does that include Erev Shabbos as well?
So this shaila we spoke about, I think, I definitely remember speaking maybe a year ago or 2 years ago. This year, I didn't talk about it. The question is, so how early can you put these things on? So most achrayim hold this whenever you normally get ready for Shabbos. If you normally get ready for Shabbos an hour before Shabbos, then it's an hour before Shabbos. If you're one of those people who get ready 2 hours before Shabbos and like to walk around, it's whenever you get ready for Shabbos. There's a discussion, the flip side, or even this year and last week, when do you have to take off your big day Shabbos? And most of us, Matzah Shabbos, don't take off our Shabbos clothes until we go to sleep, and we do whatever we need to do in them. Some achrayim were of the opinion that's not right. When you last Matzah Shabbos, when we came home from shul, we should have taken off our big day Shabbos and put on our big day chol. Same shaila is going to be this week. When should we switch into our Shabbos clothing? So the minhag ha'olam is on. Let's say last week most of us didn't run home and right after our dollar switch into our big day chol, but there were those achrayim that held that might be the more proper thing to do. But for this Friday, a person is, whenever he normally gets ready for Shabbos, he's allowed to put on his Shabbos clothing. Let's say, for example, you'd be traveling somewhere, so whenever you get ready for Shabbos. Right. So then already, you already made it Shabbos. You already made Taisme. You already were Mekabel Shabbos. Here we're talking about, let's say someone wants to get ready before Shabbos and then learn. And he's going to learn in his big day Shabbos. So if he normally does that, that would be mutter. So B'liashev was of the opinion that you're not allowed to freshly launder it bedafka, but if it's already washed, you're allowed to use it. So that's all relevant for this Shabbos as well. Now we're going to discuss specifically Tisha B'Av Shecholias B'Shabbos. It's very tricky because, and then the Chakira that's out there, which we've spoken about before, is how do we look at Tisha B'Av Shecholias B'Shabbos? Is the pshat that this year Tisha B'Av is not really on the 9th of Av, it's really on Yud Av? It's really mamish moved over? Well, the pshat is no. Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. Now, what we could be noig, we're noig, and what we can't be noig, we're not noig. But be'etzem, it doesn't get pushed off. That's the chakira of the day for this type of shaila. There's nafkaminas, the avnei nezer, as a shtickle tari about a bar mitzvah boy, there's a lot of nafkaminas. But what we're going to talk about is strictly from a halachic nafkamina. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch number 5 discusses the following shaila. Imchal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos mutar b'kulon. When Tisha B'Av falls in the Shabbos, all of the normal inuyim are removed. Afilu b'tashrish hamitzah. According to the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, husband and wife are allowed to live together Friday night, no problems. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah before we see the Ramah. Da'isa b'braisa. There's a famous braisa towards the end of Maseches Tainus where it writes that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, ma'ala al shulchanei ve'en menei asma b'shem davar. You eat as much as you want and you don't cut back on anything. You treat it like a regular Shabbos. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a regular Shabbos, so there's no chamishe noyim. So you're not even have a prohibition of tashmish. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, no. But there are those who say no, that this Friday night, although it's not really Tisha B'Av, although maybe it really is Tisha B'Av, I mean there's no practical application, but a person is not allowed to live with his wife. Concludes the Ramah v'chein noyim. That's Ashkenazic custom. Ashkenazic Jews Friday night are not allowed to be together with their wife. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Alom the Shavar over here. He writes, V'hayesh oimim svilu, Tavish Shabbos, ki goyvir mesa beregel. Because the way we look at this Shabbos, it's Tisha B'Av. We're just not knowing the outward dini avelus, but all avelus bitsina we are knowing. Dinoig beregel, dvarm she bitsina. So according to this, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah's opinion is that Tisha B'Av is still kept this year, even on Shabbos. You can't keep outward avelus, but you keep private avelus. So relations is considered a private avelus, therefore it is noig. Says the Mishnah Berurah. We'll get to that in a few minutes about having guests. We'll talk about that as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, not only is it negeya to marital relations, ulefiza asagamkin lirchatz yadav b'chamin. There's another thing about using hot water. Let's say, for example, you preheat the hot water and you want to wash your hands in it. So that's also Dvarim Shebetzinah, says the Mishnah Berurah. You would not be allowed to do that either. Now we'll talk hopefully later, what about the time of the Magen Avraham, learning Torah is Dvarim Shebetzinah. So if you were knowing Dvarim Shebetzinah, you shouldn't be allowed to learn the whole Shabbos. Forget Erev, forget the whole discussion about learning on Shabbos after Chatzos. You shouldn't be able to learn the whole Shabbos. It's Dvarim Shebetzinah. According to the Ramah, we're knowing Dvarim Shebetzinah. So that we'll have to talk about later, why that's not the case. But halacha l'maaseh. This is where we kind of run ourselves into a little bit of a trap over here. On one end, you're telling me, treat it like Shabbos, do everything like Shabbos, but Dvarim Shebetzinah you're not. So why is this, the Shabbos meal not Dvarim Shebetzinah? That's a private thing that happens in your house. You don't have public meals.
Can you sit in chairs?
All right, we're going to talk about the chairs, these types of shaylos. Right? This is going to be the confusing part for Ashkenaz. For Sfaradim, it's not. Because Sfaradim hold no, it's mamish. Today is not at all Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is tomorrow, today is not Tisha B'Av. Which is why the Shita say the Sfaradim hold, there's no Shavu Shechal Boy. Because to them, Tisha B'Av this year is Sunday. End of story. Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. Although it says Tess of on the calendar, it's not Tess of this year. So everything is different. For Ashkenazim, it's not like that. So it's Hutcher Kointan, right, something like that. So writes the Mishnah Berurah, very, very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this comes from the Trumas Hadeshen. Umachriz Hashamish. The gabay, well, all your gabayim over there, make sure you announce Friday night. Umachriz Hashem is dvarim shebetzina noig. The gabay is supposed to make a clap at the end of after all the announcements. He's supposed to remind the kehillah that all dvarim shebetzina are noig on Friday night. I think the Sharitzin already writes that this already stopped because of why? Why do you think this menach stopped in Klai Yisrael? Because Leitzanim, right? There's no shortage of Leitzanim. We always had Leitzanim. You know, one guy made a joke, he made a crack about it, so they stopped making this announcement. But it's worth letting people know. I'm sure there are plenty of people that are not aware of this halacha, and they should know that the halacha is that this Friday night, Tashmish is not allowed. However, writes the Mishnah Berurah, Achein, im ira lel tefilase b'shabizu. But if this, let's say this Friday night would be lel tefilah for someone, then you could be semich on the first shita, which is the mechaber, v'tevelos v'mishameshes, you'd be allowed to be, she'd go to the mikvah, and you'd be allowed to be together. V'yesh mechmirin gam b'zeh, unbelievable. Says the Mishnah Berurah, those that even mechmir lel tefilah. However, I'm chayodim shekasa the kivin the blood tefilah who mitzvahs oino. It's considered a mitzvah. Yesh lismach b'zeh ala matirim. You have the right to be samech on those matirim. Then he concludes that the Vilna Gaon really believe like the Ram Machaber, anyways, and therefore combined effort says Mishnah Berurah lel tefilah is mutter. Other than that, it's not mutter. Now, what's interesting is another shayla that does come up this time of the year, specifically for this fast day, is there's a halacha called abo min aderech. If a husband is away from his wife and he comes, let's say he's on a business trip. Well, let's say she's in the bungalow colony and he's in the city all week. So he comes up for Shabbos. He hasn't seen his wife in over a week. So there's a law called Bar Min HaDerech. When the husband comes from a trip, he's supposed to be together with his wife. So would that also give him a heter? Let's say a guy comes up Friday night. He comes Friday to the bungalow colony. He hasn't seen his wife in a week. Is he allowed to also have tashmish under some gedder of mitzvah? So what's interesting is that the Shari Tzion, Mr. Brewer himself writes, he thinks it should be mutter, which is very relevant to many people. Or let's say, for example, the husband was on a business trip, and he was on business from Tuesday till Friday, comes home Friday morning. That's a bar min haderech, which means according to that, he should be allowed to be with his wife Friday night. Now, the Shari Tzion sounds like he thinks it's mutter. However, if you look over here, number 7, from the Sefer, from Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, he writes on the bottom that if you look in the Das Torah from the Masham, Shedon Bezeh, he also discusses the Shailu, Umasik, and he concludes, the bar min haderech harek lel tefilo, that a bar min haderech has the same status as lel tefilo. Kamenetsky wasn't sure that it's mutter. And then he writes, very easy, I saw b'shem Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe was machm. That's where Rabbi Felder Paskel's in the Sefer as well, that Abom and Aderech, if a person is coming up for the first time to see his wife in the whole week, he was on a business trip in the mountains, he would not be allowed to live with his wife this Friday night. So it is definitely chomer, and we're not so makel. The only heter would be Leil Tvila. The Nitta Gavriel has a chiddush. Nitta Gavriel writes, he thinks for couples in the first year of marriage also could be matter. He thinks the first year of marriage, they also have some heter to be together this Friday night. Okay, I don't think that's widely accepted, but that's the heter that he writes. But the question is, so what other restrictions are there? Right? So if you look at number 8, they quote from the Mekar Chaim. Mekar Chaim writes, the Yesh La'asa Hashkiv of Mita Achas. If you're not allowed to be together, so you're not allowed to sleep together in the same bed. Pen Yitzkefu Yitzroi. Maybe we're afraid if you sleep together in the same bed, you may be together. On top of that, everyone's so from, they all know that there's a sheet of the Mechaber. Although we Ashkenaz and Father Ramah, maybe we should prohibit it. So the Mekar Chaim writes that you're not allowed to sleep together in the same bed. You're allowed to have Chibuk V'nishuk, you can't sleep together in the same bed. So how do we pass in halacha? So Shmuel Kamenetsky holds not like that. He passes Avagav Shenoigim, number 9. Avagav Shenoigim Issa B'tashvash Amita B'tishav of Shechal B'Shabbos. Although we're knowing not to have relations, Shar Kravis Mutter. Nothing else is Machmir. You can do anything else, just no, Tashmish itself is not allowed. So that's something relevant for this year specifically because Tishba falls out on Shabbos. If you look at number 10 from the Leket Yoisher, quoting from the Trumas Hadesh, and he writes an interesting idea. He writes, "Ukeshachal tishabav b'Shabbos, machris hashamish dvarim shebetzinanoi." We saw that in the Mishnah Berurah. Then he writes, "Ve'ein holchem lezocher, no shalom zocher this Friday night." Trumas Hadesh, you're not allowed to have shalom zocher this Friday night. Ve'gamein oisin ba'oisin Shabbos boris shapil shekun ba'atzah spinlosh. You're also not allowed to have a spinlosh. What's a spinlosh? It's an afruf. Equivalent of an afruf. So the Trumas Hadesh was of the opinion: no shalom zochers and no afrufs. All those are out the Shabbos. Shabbos Shecholi is Tisha B'Av. Since it's Tisha B'Av, you can't have these things. And this is always a shaila. What about if you want to make a Kiddush? Someone has a baby girl, they want to make a Kiddush. What about a bar mitzvah? So the Shabbos Hadesh held all these things are out. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Shalom Zachar does take place this Friday night because, again, I'd be Aveil Spefa Hesya. Everyone knows you have a baby boy, you make a Shalom Zachar, and now you're not going to make the Shalom Zachar. That's Ein Lecha Aveil Spefa Hesya G'day L'mizu. Somehow the Shabbos Hadesh felt other than that, otherwise, but that's not the accepted custom. The accepted custom is we would make a Shalom Zachar. What about an Afruf? If someone wants to make an off of the Shabbos, so again, this Trumas Hadesh was very against it. The Stipler is quoted as saying number 7, number 11,
Aimeli Mayvi Rebbe. Benegel offrov shall crave shachal b'shabbos tishabov. Sheesh lagdim ala shabbos lefneza. Should push it up a week earlier. Mishum shein lasis kiddush al simcha b'shabbosu. It's not right to make a festive kiddush on this Shabbos. V'zeh b'negei al kiddush. Avla aliyah l'teira, but that doesn't discuss the aliyah. The aliyah should take place the Shabbos before the chasid. The kiddush should be done whenever you want to make the kiddush.
I'm having a little trouble getting my hands around this. So, in the case of a beilus, of your own personal beilus in Shabbos, so I understand that, or yantov. So that's his theory. You can make, or at the Shabbos, you say, okay, you know, on a personal level, you can maintain that personal beilus, and publicly,
we don't have it.
But this is one and the same. This is well, the public and personal component of this.
So some of it is, and some of it's not. You know. What goes on in someone's bedroom is not, right? That no one knows, so that's private.
Saying, but the abelus is a public abelus.
Right, right.
I'm saying it's a public abelus. It's not, oh, but personal abelus versus... It's no, Shabbos is first is public. Is
yeah.
And so is this one.
So that's why there are those who thought not like that. Reb Shlomo Zalman and others thought, no. Because again, if you're not going to have the Kiddush, what's the statement that you're making? Avelus b'fahesia. So they disagreed, and they thought you're right. They said it's not right. Because, you know, again, that's going to be the hardest part, of this, in my opinion, is where to draw the line. The Moshe of Moshe held, you should not make a bar mitzvah this Shabbos. Don't make a bar mitzvah this Shabbos. What do you mean? If everyone knows this is a bar mitzvah, why are you not doing it? The answer is because not everybody, I guess you can play around with it. An offer if you could do it the week before. Sometimes people do it. Again, an offer I think you have a little bit of flexibility because people do an offer of the week before depending on what day the chasna falls out. People play games. So these achrayim felt that there's no, it wouldn't be a clear sign. But they write, you throw out a pekalach. Sometimes said you have to throw out a pekalach this week. If you don't throw out a pekalach, that's again, that would be a ves b'fes. Everyone knows by alfraf, you throw out a pekalach. So Agav, if you want to look, if you ever have to speak at an alfraf, take a look at Halicha Shloima on the 3 weeks on Tisha B'Av. On one of the footnotes, he has a beautiful idea. What's this whole minig that we give in Aliyah to the chasm before he leaves? What's that kind of pshat? Where does it come from? So he says a very nice story. He says that one of the problems, one of the gemaras that say that the Beis Medrash was destroyed is Shaloi Baruch HaBatar Tchila, Gemar Nedarim. And he says it means that we weren't machshiv the Torah enough. He writes that when a person is getting married, he's starting a new phase in his life, that his phase, that stage in his life should start off with Torah. That should be his grounding point. So that's why we give him an aliyah. The Shabbos before Chasim is to remind him that the Torah, this is what your life is all about. When you're going to get on to a new part of life, a new stage, a new family, remember that this is, you know, this is where everything comes from. It all comes from the Torah. A very nice, very good word for an offer that Shlomo Zalman writes over here. But Allah l'maisa, I don't think people are making offers this week. I think everyone made them last week, as far as I know. But again, the aliyah part they definitely should have, because that would be aveis b'fahes. We mentioned many times this because I had to see it one more time. Number 12, Machloikis in the Mechaber, is there a Shavu Shechabai this week? Now you'll tell me, what difference does it make for Ashkenazim? It makes a very big difference for Ashkenazim. But Moshe Feinstein rules in the Tshuva that you're allowed to shave for business up to Shavu Shechabai. Well, when's Shavu Shechabai this week? Is this week Shavu Shechabai or there is no Shavu Shechabai? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch number 12, there's two sheets in Mechaber. First sheet in Mechaber says, V'mechal Tishbav b'yem rishon, o'y b'shabbos v'nitchal achar Shabbos, mutter b'shtei Shabbosis. The week of and the week before, everything's mutter. Bein shekayid matanis, bein she'achrov. Because before it's mutter and afterwards it's mutter. Meaning there is no Shavu Shechabai. V'yesh misha oimer. There is some who say, no, shenagel is a kol Shavu Shechabai. No, that there is a Shavu Shechabai. Now, the normal rules of Mechaber is when there's one sheet and Yesh Mishaymer, we go like the Stam. Which would mean, according to the Mechaber, there is no Shavu Shechabai this year, which is the way Sfaradim Paskin, that was the Psak of Rebbe Vadya, that Sfaradim don't have Shavu Shechabai. Nonetheless, Rebbe Vadya does write that he thinks they should stop shaving some point in the week. This way they should come into Tisha B'Av a little bit, you know, feeling the avails. So this is negate to Ashkenazim as well. For us Ashkenazim, we rule like Rav Moshe. Okay, according to Rav Salavechik, the head to the shave stops at Rosh Chodesh. So nothing to talk about. According to Rav Moshe, it extends to Shavu Shechabai. Well, when is Shavu Shechabai this year? Do we have a Shavu Shechabai? So I think the way that later Achrenim set up is it depends what type of thing we're talking about. If it's something which is awesome, Mekar Adin, we're Machmer. If it's something which is only a Minig, we're Mekal. So to Spiris, which might be Mekar Adin, it could be there's room to be Machmer. But that's a Shaila. That's a Shaila that comes up this year. And Rabbi Yaakov has a nice piece where he's Masber, what's the Pshat? So Rabbi Yaakov says beautifully, he says, we know that really Tishlev should probably always have been Yud Av. Why was it? The Gemara says, right? The Ikra Sreifa took place on Yud. So why is it on Tes? Because of the Haschola. The starting, so we go after the starting. Zok to Yaakov, when you have something like Shabbos, so then it makes much more sense to push it off. I mean, Yaakov is Masber, the reason why the Mechaber holds no Shavu Shechabai, he's really Mechaber L'shitase. Because Mechaber L'shitase holds, when you have a situation where Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, so you're presented with a dilemma. Should I have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos watered down? Or should I just say, you know, this year makes more sense to go with the way it should always be, which is Yud. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that's what the Mechaber did. The Mechaber said, this year, what we're going to do is what we shouldn't really always be doing, and make Tisha B'Av Yud, make Tes nothing, and therefore there's no Shavu Shechabai, and that's the Mechaber L'shitase, why the Mechaber holds, there's no restrictions of even Dvar M'Shabbat Sin. That's Rabbi Yaakov's piece over here, in number 13, how he he's masber that idea. What about going to the mikvah on Shabbos? Those avid mikvah goers on Shabbos, are they allowed to go to the mikvah this Shabbos? So l'chayra, you have to ask yourself, that's rechitza. Now it's rechitza b'tzainim. It's going in cold water. So is that even awesome in the first place? And is that considered dvarim shebetzina? So I found over in the Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag, they quote b'shem the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch writes, Mivur, the af ain't toivim b'shabbazu b'tzainim. You wouldn't even be allowed to go into the mikvah and tzainim. The af zel b'chal dvarim shebetzina, that's also considered private things. The Kasev Shem, he writes, the noigim ashkan the haloichim the tefol moichim biyode. They used to yell at those guys to go to the mikvah Shabbos morning. However, he writes at the end, ach bezeh kahayoyim rabbi mekidim emdakei tamer little b'Shabbos kodesh. Today the minig is, if you go to the mikvah every Shabbos, you can go today also. The nois of oida b'tfilah shel l'shem tanuk. First of all, it's not a pleasurable experience. It's not tanuk. Befrat im shimish beheter me'etmol. On top of it, if you're going to the mikvah because of you were together with your wife last night, assuming it was I guess lel mikvah, v'chein shematim agen abul yashiv shlita. So I heard from Rabbi Yashim, this is the way it's brought down by many, that you are allowed to go to the mikveh. If you go every single Shabbos, you'd be allowed to go to the mikveh as well. If that's negated to anyone, here's the heter to go to the mikveh. Okay, so I'm trying to go in chronological order of the Shabbos day. The first shayla comes up of what to wear. The second shayla is marital relations Friday night. Moving forward, says the Mechaber number 14, Imchal Tishabov Be'echad B'Shabbos Oy Shachol B'Shabbos V'Nitzche. So then, Alach HaShabbos Oychel Basav V'Shoy Siyayim B'Sudam Avsekis. There is no Suda Samafsekis this year. We eat meat and drink wine all the way up till Shkia. There is no break. There's no stopping. We eat Shabbos like a regular Shabbos. Says the Mechaber. Umayla al shulchan afilu kusuda shloime beis malchusoi. We treat it like the happiest day is regular Shabbos. Now this is all Mechaber l'shitasa. Because the Mechaber held there is no at all expression of Avelos. So you don't express Avelos in private. Therefore your meals have to look the same and you do everything the same. Hagah adds the Ramah. Umiyu. But again, you have to stop eating at Shkia. So although it's Shabbat, again, after Shkia is still Shabbat for us, right? When we hit Shkia on Shabbat, we don't start doing Malacha. We're still Machmir till Tzeis HaKavim. But for the Tainis, the Isser Achila of the Shtia start at Shkia on Shabbat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, for Asalim Noi Mimenu, for Keret, you're not allowed to cut back on Shabbat because it's Tisha B'Av. Ava Gav De'in Chiv L'Achobos B'Shabbat. What do you mean? I have to eat basar. I never have to eat basar on Shabbos. So how could the Mechaber tell me I have to eat basar? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. It means if you normally every Shabbos have steak, and this Shabbos I'm not having steak, that would be wrong. If you normally don't have steak, so it's fine. You don't have to have it. But if you normally have meat on Shabbos, and now you're cutting back because of avelos, that's not correct. So that's the question. So he writes, "V'hine after kasev mechaber kesud eshloim b'chol makom." Says the Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. Yeshav b'davon nefesh shlo yinik b'simcha. Yitaka should have a little bit of a cutback meal experience. Don't have meals together with people on Shabbos this week. It should be a different experience. Says the Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. He says, B'sefer b'chor shor chaylik al zeh. But the b'chor shor argues. V'dayte de misha roga b'chor Shabbos l'sa yisudah zu mechaveirov. U'miyodov u'menei b'shabbos zu. Havalei kaves b'fahes. Again, this balancing act of what's aves b'fahes. If you normally have guests over at Shabbos, I don't think it means you have to have them every single Shabbos. It means if you're a person that normally has guests, it's not abnormal for you to have guests or to have other people at your Shabbos meal. And now you're going to have a no-guest policy. That's aves b'fahes. Therefore, says Mr. Berurah, Ulukuli Alma Mutal Echol Bnei Beisai. No one's going to say, well, I can't have my kids this week. They're on their own. Because let's say you have married kids. You can say, I'm not inviting my married kids this week because of that. That's not right. That's normal. People have their family, extended family. Let's say normally you have cousins that come over or relatives in the neighbor. You tell them, this week don't come because it's Tisha. That's the chayr not right. That would be Aves Befehes. Therefore, says Mr. Berurah, that's all that is not right. And you should do that. Treat it like a regular Shabbat. So again, a difficult balancing act. We mentioned from Achareim, you shouldn't have a lavish kiddush. Achareim say, don't make a kiddush to Shabbos. Because that's Aveiros B'fahes. Again, it's a tricky balance. It's hard to be magdir where the line exactly is according to everyone, but at least Shabbos meals should be regular Shabbos meals, regular food. Moshe writes in the Tshuva, you should sing Zmiras. Everything should be as regular, as normal as a regular Shabbos. Maybe you shouldn't have, over the top major experience. You shouldn't have a massive kiddush or something like that, but a regular Shabbos meal should be in place. That's always the question about the L'chadaydi, right? That we spoke about in other years about the L'chadaydi. Right, we said that's always so the Chazanish was very against the Haftarah. He always thought the Haftarah that everyone does to the Nigin is not right because it's Aves B'Fahes. That's always the question that people have. That's Ein L'cha Aves B'Fahes U'Dei L'Mizu. So the Chazanish was quoted as saying that he thought that's not right to do. It's right in the top, remember.
You're really making it
Right, so Shechta says over the story that once he was with Rav Soloveitchik for the summer, and he's saying it. He's saying Lechadaydi to one of the tunes, and then no one sang along with him. No one knew the song. So he said that Rav Soloveitchik sang along with him. So he said, "Oh, it's a raya. Rav Soloveitchik held it was mutter to sing it to the tune." I never understood the raya. Rav Soloveitchik probably felt bad for him. He was singing by himself. If you have in a shul and the guy sings by himself, you feel so bad for the guy. So that was what he writes in his say. He writes this in Nefesh HaRav. He was one summer. He was shocked that no one knew the song. Like no one knew what he was doing. I think today it's pretty accepted. Most of the shul sing Chadoidi, Kelada, and one of those two. They sing it to one of those sad songs, depressing songs.
But I know you said it's machlokes, but how yeah. Are you passing
about what? Yes. I think if you're a person who normally has guests, I think it's fine. Again, if you never have guests, and it's like, where are you coming from?
Yeah, it feels like maybe two couples, not more than that.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that... I'm not sure why that changes anything. You're having. I think I remember last year, a few years ago, I had a family over. I think if you normally have Shabbos guests, I think it's fine. If you're a person who never has guests, and this is like, you know, a strange thing, a big deal, you know, you're opening your house, then maybe you shouldn't. But if you normally have guests, and this is normal, I think it's fine. I don't think it's a problem.
Yeah. Last Shabbos at Eish Kodesh, they're always after at Mincha, after the Torah reading, people line up for the Karbach to say Kamoeh. But they said, oh, we're saying it for the next 2 weeks, so obviously they don't say it on Shabbos Chazon. What's the reason for that?
On Shabbos Chazon, they didn't say Kamoeh? On this Shabbos, they're not going to say Kel Mole.
Right.
They're not going to say Kel Mole because I guess their argument is that Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzais already, since we're not saying Tachanun, and already it's, I guess, the... Wait, we don't say Kel Mole on Tisha B'Av. Right. So the two things go together. Since we're not saying Tachanun, there's no Kel Mole. So this is the rule. But the last line of the Mishnah is very important, Rabbi. He writes, you have to tell the people, you have to warn the people in your family that this is a tricky Shabbos. Although after Shkia, we normally never end Shabbos, this week, after Shkia, you're not allowed to eat. You're allowed to sit on a chair, but you're not allowed to eat. So just everyone has to be aware of the clocks a little bit. This week, it's important to note that you're not allowed to eat after Shkia. Let's get to that right. Let's talk about what you're allowed to learn on Shabbos. Machavit. I would say you heard this year before, maybe. I don't know. These are new Marim Mekayimis. Everything here is new this year. Everything here is new. No repeats at all. Says the Ramon Shulchan Aruch number 16. Zok the Ramon. Bechoil, on a weekday, on a Tisha B'Av Shechol Yis Bechoil, Noyim Lachlis Min Olim Kaidim Shiyem Ru Baruchu. You take off the shoes before you say Baruchu. Then Hu B'Shabbos Chol Tzim L'Acha Baruchu. We'll talk more about this Blined in a few minutes, about when exactly should you take off your shoes this year, Matzi Shabbos. Whoever's davening for the Omid, he's supposed to say Baruch HaMavdil first, take off his shoes, then say Baruch, and after Baruch, everyone else will take off their shoes. We'll talk more about it hopefully in a few minutes. Says the Ramah, there's a minig not to learn regular learning Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, except for those things that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. That's always a joke. People don't learn the whole year because they're choshish for this Gzeru Atu the whole year, so they don't take a chance. They're always afraid not to learn. So you're not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, except for the things you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, which means any halacha or anything of the parts of the Gemara Gittin or even parts of Ma'id Katan, you would be allowed to learn both on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos and on Tisha B'Av itself. Ulchei imchal b'Shabbos einam in Pirkei Avos, says Ramah. There's no Pirkei Avos this week because that's after Chatzos. V'chein lo yitayel Erev Tisha B'Av. You also shouldn't go for walks. There's also a big shayla this year. It's Shabbos. People love to go for walks on Shabbos. That's part of the Shabbos experience. So would that also be allowed? Now, most people assume from the fact that the Ramah put tayel together with Torah, it means that for the same reason. Why would you not be allowed to go for a walk or learn Torah? The answer is it's pleasure. And although it's not Tisha B'Av, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, so we already curtail our levels of simcha. The Chassam Sofer did not learn like that. The Chassam Sofer learned a whole different shot. He learned, the reason why you're not allowed to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, he says the way Torah works is you learn it now, you'll think about it later. If you learn Torah on, you know, 2 o'clock on Erev Tisha B'Av, so when it's 10 o'clock in the middle of Eicha and you're spacing out, you'll think about, oh, that Geshmaka Chakira that I learned 2 o'clock. So therefore we stop learning earlier so you don't have the thoughts of Torah in your head. That's the Chassam Sofer's pshat, which is lefizeh, it has nothing to do with taking a walk. Walks are for a different reason. So the question is, what do we do this year? This year, again, so tricky. This year, it's Shabbos. So we have no Avelos on Shabbos. Is this considered Betzina? Is this Befahesia? What is this? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the shitas on this, and the main shitas are the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was of the opinion, you're not allowed to learn Torah the whole Shabbos. Why? Dvarim Shabbat Sinah. The Ramah L'shitasei holds Dvar Mishabitzina are noig on this Shabbos. So you can't learn the whole Shabbos. You can't learn Friday night. You can't learn Shabbos morning. No Torah, the whole Shabbos. Now, that's clearly not the opinion of the Ramah. How do we know that's not the opinion of the Ramah? Because he only first talks about Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is usually Erev Shabbos afternoon. Why does he say other things? You know, you can't learn Friday night. So it seems like the Ramah wasn't going with this line of thought. But the Magen Avraham holds like that. You can't learn the whole Shabbos. No Torah Shabbos. You can only learn Dvar Mamutar. That's 2 days of no learning, yeah. That's always the big hakira. Is there no mitzvah Talmud Torah on these days? Or there is a mitzvah of Kiyum through these other things? That's like the big hakira. Is it shaykh that there's taka no mitzvah Talmud Torah? Or there is, the Dvar Mamutarim is not a mitzvah, it's just if you want to learn it. Or no. That you still have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. You can't learn the regular things, but you'll be mekayim your mitzvah through the Dvar Mamutarim. That's a... So let's get to that right now. Let's talk about that. Now, I'm giving you a share this Shabbos at 5 o'clock on Dvar Mamutarim. I think it's Dvar Mamutarim. But let's say you wanted to give a share at 5 o'clock. You wanted to give a share on Daf Yomi. You wanted to give a share on Lomdus or Masechet Shabbos. Would that be mutter? So Mr. Brewer goes through the whole sugya and he quotes the Taz. The Taz was very skeptical, as was the Ber Halacha, that if you tell people they can't learn what they want to learn, you know what ends up happening? They don't learn, period. That's the Teva Ha'adam. If you can't learn what I want, I'm not interested. I throw in the towel. So many Achrayim said, what are we going to do over here? We're going to tell people they can't learn Erev Tisha B'Av. We're going to have them not learn anything. It's not Kedai. Let them learn. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, after all the small clears, and he writes, number, Yosef Kot and Yud were running out of time, he writes, V'ataz mefaktik mo'oid al-meniyah salim b'Shabbos. Especially on Shabbos. U'mesayim da'aloyim b'Shabbos achachatzois lo'i hifzit z'charoi. Don't feel guilty. You won't lose anything. I feel like Yishchot Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos. That even if Tisha B'Av falls out, concludes Mr. Brewer, "V'neir d'yeshus mechazeh, you could be semich on this Taz. Achrei dafilu kishuchah b'chol kam achrein makilim mezeh. Because on top of it, on a regular year, everyone's skeptical. Kolshkin this year, so Mr. Brewer sounds like he thinks it's okay if you want to learn erev Tisha B'Av, meaning you want to learn on Shabbos afternoon, you want to learn whatever mesecht you want to learn. Yesh al milismach, you should be okay. The Klausenberg Rebbe has a gavaldik akasha. In fact, the Klausenberg Rebbe, but one second, if you don't have Pirkei Avos here, wouldn't that be befehesya? He canceled the Pirkei Avos here." The whole shul sitting around after mincha waiting to learn Pirkei Avos. Say no shit tonight. Isn't that avos for hesher? What happened to that? Says Dr. Klausenberg Rebbe, you see from over here that there were different menhagim how to do Pirkei Avos. Apparently Pirkei Avos used to be done apparently b'yachidus, b'tzina. It wasn't a public display. So therefore says the Klausenberg Rebbe, they were able to get around not having Pirkei Avos because it wasn't a public, it was more of a private thing that took place. He says, I don't understand. If we're going to wear big day Shabbos, We're walking contradiction, says the Klausenberg. We're Shabbos clothing on Shabbos, and then we're going to cancel all the learning? Why is that not Talos Ebezeh? It's the same if Ahasya. So he concludes the Klausenberg Rebbe. He thinks it's Pashit, and we should all be learning. He says, on top of that, one of the reasons for the Chormei Samedish was Betel Torah, Avad, we should all be learning regular on this Shabbos. If you look over here, as is the opinion of Rebbe Yashin, if you look at number 19, Rebbe Yashin was the opinion, number 19, Shemutu Lumat Kiroga B'Shabbos Erev Tisha B'Av Afil Achar Tzeraim. You could have a regular Daf Yomi Shir. Okay, I know your crowd. They're not learning anything. Have the shir. So ruled Rebbe Yashin. So again, most of the shurim I think are not in service in schedule. I think if you're going to have a shir on halacha l'maisa, there's absolutely no reason not to have it, especially if it's dvar mamutar. This stuff you're allowed to learn additional. It's on the gate. So I think that would be allowed. What? Steinberg is mutter for sure. Yeah, Steinberg the place can say would be allowed. What about taking a walk on Shabbos? You want to take a walk? So again, same question. If you don't take a walk, that's available. If you go out Shabbos afternoon, the streets are empty. Someone's going to know something's up, right? It doesn't make sense. This is a so many Achrayim. Rabbi Frank Gribat has a tshuva where he says this is a aveiros befahesya. Not to take a walk is aveiros befahesya. He quotes from the Nitta Gavriel. The Nitta Gavriel writes that taking a walk doesn't mean after you had the chalant and you need to walk off a little bit, you walk around the block with your spouse. That's not what we mean. Tayo means a party where everyone walks in the street. It's a so big social event. Like tashlich, right? That's what they mean. If you just want to take a walk because you just had a very large meal and you don't want to go to bed just yet and you want to walk around a little bit, that's not what a tile is. So that's first thing. If you want to discuss, can you take a walk Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos? First of all, it doesn't mean taking a walk with your spouse around the corner because you want to digest or get a break from your kids. That's not what it means. It means if you want to go out and stop every person on the street, you know, and ask them to vote for you and make a political pitch and stop every person, ask them how they're doing. That's what it means. It means don't turn it into a social setting. That's Mesiach Daita Me'Aveilus. If you're just walking with your spouse and you know, talking about Tisha B'Av, right? So that would be mutter. So there's a shayla amongst Achrayim whether or not you can take a walk this year. Many Achrayim hold it would be mutter. Let's quickly talk about the shoe dilemma this year. What do we do with the shoes? So again, so the Ramah writes in number 20 that Tisha B'Av Laila Kiyoyim L'Chodov Vein Oichlem Elm B'Vaidyoyim Vein Hashemosh Shalei Asa Kiyom Kippurim. Bein Hashemosh is Asa. So you have to keep Tisha B'Av starting from Shkia, which is around 8:23, 8:24, something like that, this year. Says the Ramo, Hagah, U'motu B'Rechitza V'Sich V'Nis L'Sandal Ad Bein Hashemosh. You're allowed to do everything up till Bein Hashemosh. Miu B'Chol Noigim Lachlitz Min Olim Kaidim Shem B'Baruch Hu. However, during the week, we take off our shoes before Baruch Hu. Then Mushabbos Cholzim La'achah Baruch Hu. But on Shabbos, we take off the shoes after Baruch Hu. What's this all about? What's the whole discussion of when to take off your shoe? So the question is, when were they davening Ma'ariv in the times of the Ramah? What time were they davening Ma'ariv? So we know that there's two ways to start the night. Either nightfall, or when you daven Ma'ariv, that's already considered a Haskalah. We mentioned last week, if you would have davened Ma'ariv early on Rosh Chodesh, you would have started the 9 days. Because Ma'ariv is the Haskalah's halayla. So when the Ramah keeps on talking about the Baruch Hu as the deciding factor, was he talking about when they were davening Ma'ariv before this man? Or they were davening Ma'ariv way after this man? Let's say today. We're going to daven Ma'ariv at, let's say, 9:15. 9:15 is already at Seisik Yechovim. So for L'chayr, one would have argued, you should have had to take off your shoes before Ma'ariv. Why is Baruch Hu now the deciding factor? So there are those who learn, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in the Tshuva, that no, Baruch Hu is the deciding factor when Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos. It's the din hazeh. We don't take off our shoes until Baruch Hu. So although your shoe might be diving at 9:45 on Matzah Shabbos, which means you're going to be wearing your weekday, you'll be wearing your Shabbos shoes up till 9:45, maybe you take off your shoes at Shabbos. And there are many people that even though they'll be home, and they're going to be finished, they're going to be home, and they're going to start Ma'ariv at 9:45, they're going to go in their big day Shabbos. One would have argued, you should change. It's 9:15, it's ready after Tzitzik Chavim. Change out of your big day Shabbos, put on your big day. That was what Shem Zalman Hold you should do.
Establish when Shabbos is.
It would. So if it would be 9:15 and you're sitting at home, my shul we're having Ma'ariv at 9:45. So I'm going to be home at 9:15 at Seisik Yechavim. So at that point, the Chayre, what I should do is get out of my Shabbos clothing, put on the weekday shoes, and go to shul. Reb Shlomo Zalman thinks that's what one should do. Others say no. The minig is that Baruch Hu is the deciding factor no matter what time you're davening. The Ramah said Baruch Hu, no matter what time it is. Although you could argue Baruch Hu, the Ramah meant if you were davening before this man. But Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, no. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, as does Rav Moshe Paskin this way, no. Ma'ariv is the deciding factor. Whatever time you should daven Ma'ariv, that's when the shoes come off. So that's a little tricky, huh? No, because that already we saw you have to stop after Shkia. Because we're more makel for Nilas Asando. We're more makel for Nilas Asando. As is the opinion of most Achrayim, that you would be allowed to sit on a chair till Tzitzit Kovim also. So this year, again, it gets very tricky. Most of us are going to be home. So we're going to be home, well, Davin Mincha probably, let's say, 6 o'clock. So you'll be home till some time. So at 8:24, you have to stop eating. But you can still sit on a regular chair till it's actually Tzitzit Kovim. And then you'll go to Ma'ariv or whatever else you'll do. So that's just, the Halacha Ma'aseh, this year you are allowed to sit on a regular chair until it actually hits Seisik Yechavim. Very important, there is Havdalah this Matzei Shabbos.
What about the
Chazan is going to do the same thing. The Chazan is going to take his off before Baruch Hu. He'll take off before Baruch Hu. And then... That's the reason. Rav Moshe is quoted as saying, let's say you'd be in a camp of 600 kids. And if you wait for everyone to take off their shoes, it's going to take forever. So Moshe says, let everyone take off their shoes before Baruch Hu. That's what Moshe passes. But in the shul, the minhag is not like that. There is Havdalah this week, Matzah Shabbos. The Havdalah is only Esh. With no B'samim, and there's no Kais, but we do make Esh. The minhag is that the Boyer Meir Esh is going to be recited in the shul, and it's going to be Yoytzeh for everyone. What happens if the women who are not in shul, those that are staying home watching kids? So there's a Ber Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that writes that women are not Mechoyv in Boyer Meir Esh. So there are those who say, well, if they're not Mechoyim Bar Mireish, should they say, should they, shouldn't they say? So there are two options. Option number one is she can make Bar Mireish by herself. The other option is if you're a good husband, so when you're in shul, have a mind not to be Yaitse, and come on, make Bar Mireish for your wife. Those are the two choices for Bar Mireish. If someone is not fasting this year, a choyla, whether it be a man or a woman, for whatever the reason is, they need to make Havdalah also before they eat. So if someone's not fat, no matter what time they break their fast, whether it be Matzah Shabbos, Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, it doesn't matter. Whenever they break their fast, they need to make Havdalah as well. Again, the Havdalah will not have Ner, and the Havdalah will not have B'samim. I'm sorry, if it's past Matzah Shabbos, there'll be no Ner. Ner is only on Matzah Shabbos proper, and there's no B'samim either way. So a Chayla needs to make Havdalah. The question is, what does the Chayla make Havdalah on? So the assumption is the Chayla makes Havdalah on Chamar Medina. So if someone needs to make, because they're not fasting, they have to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina before they eat. Reb Yaakov was of the opinion, let's say someone is fasting and they need to take medication. That tells the people all the time, on all the fast days, including Tisha B'Av, if you have a severe headache, and if you take two Tylenol, your headache will go away, take two Tylenol. What about water? So both, most Achrayim and Rabbi Yaakov included hold, even on Tisha B'Av, you can take a little bit of water. Take a half an ounce of water, take it with water. However, Zok to Rabbi Yaakov, if you're going to do that, you don't need to make Havdalah for that. And you probably don't even have to make a bracha either on that Shahakol either. Because that's not really considered Hanoah, because it's just to get the pill down.
About the time release pills,
that's just
to take?
So the time release pills are Maker Adin Mutter. There's nothing seemingly wrong with them. So for Shabbos, it might be a problem. For this year, for Shabbos, it might be a problem. Rabbi said this year, just to round off, you need to make Havdalah again on Sunday night. No Eish, no B'samah, but ala Kois. The Mishnah Berurah holds you could make it on Yayin, but the Aruch HaShulchan said it has to be Chamar Medina. And lastly, on Sunday night, after the Tanis is over, all restrictions are lifted except for Bas of Yayin. You can't have steak and you can't have wine until Monday morning. All other restrictions, laundry, shaving, music, Shachyana, those are all lifted, and all those stop, right? Because it's the 10th already. That's why it's lifted. Except for meat. Bas of Yayin only till Monday morning.